Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Katie, you got that e-letter over there that came in to us?
I sure do.
The e-letters.
And it is a pretty good one. Okay. So it starts, "Hey, JKJ, love your show, and I know you're going to love this topic for Show Wants to Know. It's so juicy, it's moist, because it's about cake." And then she goes on to say, "I'll leave the jokes to you guys." Yeah. Okay.
Let's read that line again.
It says, "It's so juicy, it's moist because it's about cake."
All right. Moist cake. Here we go, everybody.
We go. Okay. Seriously.
Never mind. Don't call in.
I know. So they say, but help us out with this situation because it happened at their friend group's New Year's party. And they go on to say, "I was in charge of bringing a cake. I went all out, made the whole thing from scratch, including the buttermilk icing. I decorated it with party favors and even a big sparkly ball. I was pretty proud of myself. I'm not a baker girly."
Sparkle ball.
She says sparkle ball. There were a lot of, and then she goes on to say that there were a lot of over-the-top desserts at the party, so her cake didn't even get touched. So when the clock struck midnight, it was time for everybody to go. I grabbed my cake. Here's where the drama starts. Our friend group is getting ready for our annual Super Bowl party, and there's been some cheeky comments made in my direction. Things like, let's make sure Casey brings plastic spoons or napkins this time, and remember when she took the whole cake? At first, I thought they were kidding, but I think a few of them really are irritated by me taking my own cake home. So where do you all stand on that issue? If you bring something to a party and nobody touches it, isn't it your right to take it home? Clearly, nobody wanted it. Is there some kind of etiquette I'm not aware of, and it's making me look like a complete jerk? Please ask your listeners. I'm genuinely confused about it."
Okay.
And this is from Casey in Thornton.
So, Hi, Casey. From Thornton.
With all the
Read
cake.
That first line again.
Do you like that or what? Yeah. She says, "I really want you to say this for Show Wants to Know. It's so juicy, it's moist, because it's about cake."
What was her name again?
Casey.
All right.
Casey with the cakes.
If you want to sound off about Casey's moist cake, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What is the etiquette when it comes to something like that? You bring a big old cake that you put a lot of time and effort into to a party, a get-together. The party wraps up. Nobody's touched the cake. Are you taking it home?
Don't you generally think that if you are the creator, the baker of the cake, you would be able to bring that home? Whereas if I brought like a bottle of wine for you, Jer, if you untouched that, I'm not going to bring the wine home. Wouldn't that be kind of a house gift for you? Wouldn't
so
you think?
So there's a hierarchy because, I mean, there's cakes and wine and bags of chips and six packs of beer. I mean, there's definitely a hierarchy. Hi, Bryce.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. So let's see. Are you on team, let's call it team moist or team no moist? Team moist,
you know,
team moist, you would leave it. Team no moist, you take it home.
You know, when I recently heard this, I texted in, there's really no debate. If she made the cake, sorry, if she made a dish in their own dish, then it's perfectly acceptable to take it home. If it's a pre-made dish or a packaged dish or something in a throwaway dish, then it's considered a host gift and it just should stay. Now, here's the kicker. I didn't know about the cake and the fact that she made it herself.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. This is a hard one because it's like, I would say that I would be an ask thing. Ask the host, "Hey, nobody touched my cake. Do you mind if I take it home?" That would be probably the proper etiquette. If she just grabbed it and left without even asking, that's a little bit iffy because I still consider it a host gift. So
yeah, I think it sounds like she just grabbed it and bounced.
Yeah,
Bryce,
as soon as that ball dropped, she dipped is what the letter says. So
yeah, so you're on, boy, I got moist, no moist, and then talk to the host.
Those are the categories.
I think in general, though, Bryce, I think you would probably lean towards moist, which would be leave the cake, even if you
leave
made it.
Leave the cake, yes.
Just leave it.
And even though she made it, it's a host gift.
All right, I'm gonna put you on team moist, Bryce. Thank you, sir. You have a delightful weekend. Appreciate you.
Bye, Bryce.
You
too.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. We got Andrew, another dude. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you,
What's
sir.
Up?
What team? What side are you on with this cake?
I'm gonna lean towards team moist and leave it.
Okay.
I wouldn't want an entire cake to be brought home just because, like, I would want one slice and then call it. So I let somebody else enjoy the cake. But also probably just ask anybody that else is there, just, hey, you want to take a slice home? Nobody wants, like, a whole cake in their fridge, I feel like. So,
well, you haven't met Katie.
I was like, you a whole cake in my fridge sounds like the best day ever.
I would have out a little bit.
So here's my thing, Andrew. I would have left it, too, because you know how many people have breathed on that and looked at it?
Yeah.
Like, it's been out for a couple hours. I'm leaving that out. Cake. That cake is that's not my problem. All right, buddy, so I got you on Team Moist. Two for Moist. Andrew, have a great weekend. Thank you for calling.
You guys too.
All right, bye.
Later, buddy. Team Moist. Team Moist, Katie.
I know, two for Moist.
Michelle.
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Happy Friday. Thank you for calling in.
Happy Friday.
Sounding off. Are you on Team Moist or No Moist?
Okay, I'm in the middle here. So I'm originally from the Midwest, from Ohio. And what I would do is leave half, take half.
Oh,
this is an interesting development in the world of cakes.
I like that.
Yes, especially if it's something that I made. I'm not going to eat a whole cake by myself, but it's definitely something that I would still want to share because I want someone else to enjoy something I made. I don't want to take it home.
That's very kind of you. That didn't even cross my mind.
It didn't cross my mind. It's to share it.
Sharing is caring.
That's so nice. It's so thoughtful.
I wish
honestly.
I was from the Midwest. You guys are friendly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got two votes for Moist and now one for half the cake.
Yes.
Michelle, thank you. You're a very generous person.
Favorite. Thank you, Michelle. Happy Friday.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
I can do a couple more. Somebody wants to sound off. This will be last call. 303-691-1649. What would you do about the cake situation? Right now I got Robert and Kim, but I could probably squeeze in two more. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. All right, so you make this really nice cake. You go to a party. Nobody eats it. You're walking out with the cake or you leaving it?
Well, since no one touched it, I'm probably going to take it home because what's the likelihood of that's just going to get thrown in the trash once you leave anyways?
Yeah.
And you just made it put all that time and effort into nothing. So I kind of like the last one, 50-50. But my rule of thumb is if it's eaten, if there's less than 50%, I'm going to leave it. If there's still more, I'll ask. But if it's still whole, I'm taking that thing home.
No, that's a good way to look at it, though. Like, Robert, you hit the nail on the head where you said nobody ate it. And that's where when I think about it, I'm like, well, if nobody ate it, then nobody wanted it. Then I'm going to take that home because I want cake.
Yeah, but maybe there was just too much food and nobody got to it. But yet in their mind, they're still looking at that like, hey, I'm going to dig into that later once everybody leaves.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just too much food.
But I've been thinking about that cake the whole time, you know?
Yeah. I wasn't even at the party, and I'm wondering, is this chocolate cake? Because I want the piece of this cake.
Like, yeah, no, I want the cake. So,
Robert, besides all your math nonsense with the cake, you're generally on Team Moist, though. Leave the cake.
I'm on Team No Moist. I'm taking that cake home.
Oh, you are taking it home. My bad. Okay, yeah.
I'm taking that home because I want to wake up at 3 a.m. going, cake.
Yes, that's
got you,
what I
got you,
Robert.
Got you. That's my bad. Okay, we got
3 a.m. cake.
Two for Moist, one for No Moist, and one for half. All right, Robert, have a delightful weekend. Later, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
See ya.
Kimmy Kim!
Hey, good morning.
How are you today, Kimmy Kim?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
You're supposed to say you're super dupes.
Oh, I'm super dupes. I'm waiting for my sweatshirt, Jeremy.
Did you order a super dupes hoodie?
I ordered one.
You're part of the army.
All right. Shoot me a picture once you get your hoodie, and I'll repost it. You're part of the club.
Okay.
You're in the Super Dupes.
All right.
Club.
I'm part of the army now.
Yep. Woo-hoo! Super Dupes Army. Thank you, Kim. That's very kind of you. All
of
right.
Course.
So, where are you falling on this cake situation?
I'm offering if anybody wants some, including the host, and if they don't, I'm taking it home.
So, you're on Team No Moist.
So, kind of the same half thing, right? Like, you'll leave some, you'll take some. Yeah, I think how generous people are.
I've been to enough of Jeremy's favorite potlucks. I know how this works.
Oh, boy. I'm not touching anything in a potluck, Kim. Yucky.
Cats on the counter.
Well, hold on. So you're, what am I putting you under? I'm putting you under half?
Well, yeah, if nobody wants any, then, you know, I'm taking whatever's left, including the whole thing, home. Oh, well, I made it. I took the time.
You're under no moist, so, then. You're under. Yeah. You're taking it home. You're under no moist.
Yeah, and I always, when I make something for your favorite potluck, I'm enough so I can take some home because I want some.
Whatever. You know there's cat hair in it.
No, there's not. I have a new puppy. So.
Oh, there's puppy hair in it then, Kim.
Puppy baby Nana.
Kim, shoot me a picture of your Super Dupes hoodie when you get it. And
I will.
Can't thank you enough for supporting the show. Have a great weekend.
Oh, of course. Love my JKJ addiction.
Oh, we love
you. Thanks, Kim.
Bye, Kimmy Kim. Bye. Hey, Tanya.
Hello.
Guess what? We got a tie here. We got 2 votes for moist, 2 votes for no moist. You're the tiebreaker. Are you taking it or are you leaving this cake?
I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it because it's like your potluck. You don't know what's in it.
Yep.
Even though it hasn't been touched. No, they could have it.
There's still germs on it for sure.
Right.
Germs for days.
People are breathing all over it.
You know some kid stuck his finger in it.
Yeah, maybe somebody just got some frosting, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, I put you down for Team Moist, which is leave the cake. Tanya, it's 3-2. Yeah. In this situation, you got to leave the cake.
Okay.
Well done,
That's
Tanya.
That's it. We got well to the done. Bottom of it.
What's your favorite kind of cake, Tanya?
Well, you know, I like different flavors, so I would do like strawberry lemonade or chocolate covered strawberry. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this is not what I was expecting at all.
No, like
you have
white
extravagant
on chocolate
cakes.
Frosting. Like this is a whole new game of frosting you got, and cakes.
You got high class taste, Tanya.
Yes.
I was just looking for a Betty Crocker chocolate cake.
I know. Yeah.
All right, Tanya, have a good
it's
weekend.
It's pretty good stuff, though.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Boy.
Strawberry lemonade cake sounds delicious.
All right, Team Moist. There, the listeners have spoken. If you bring a cake to a party, you got to leave it. You can't take it home.
I think you ask. You can take it, but you have to ask if people want some first.
The listeners have spoken.
Okay.
You can't go back now on what everybody said.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You got to leave it.
So don't listen to Katie.
I can't take my cake home. I have to leave the cake.
The stupid cake.
That sounds so sad.
I have a slice while you're there then before you leave.
But I want 3 a.m.
Bring a big purse. But bring a big purse and shove it in your purse, okay? Team Moist for the win. JKJ here at Mix.